We're going to study some Maharal on Parshas Vayetze, and we're going to look at Perek Nun Dalet in Sefer Gvurois Hashem, Perek Nun Dalet in the Maharal's Sefer on Pesach and on the Haggadah, Gvurois Hashem. In these editions of Gvurois Hashem, it's on page Reish Lamed Vav. Say Ulamad. Ma'abikesh Lavan Harami La'asos Liyakov Avinu, we say in the Haggadah, what is it that Lavan wanted to do to Yaakov? So the Baal HaMagid, the person who put together Magid, the Rabbanim who wrote together what we should say on Pesach night, felt that Lavan is the prime example of one who wished to destroy Yisrael, that the promise which we talk about when we say many want to come to destroy us. The first example, Lava. So the Maharal says, Yesh lecha lehizbeine. We should really think about this. Eich hiniach masherotza esav la'asos liyakov. V'hiskel b'lovin ha'arami. You want to talk about people who want to destroy Yaakov? You want to talk about people who wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael? Start with Esav. Esav hated Yaakov. Esav conspired to kill Yaakov. He said as much. Masheratza Esav lasos Yaakov who mevur b'kosov. It's quoted in the Torah. Beitza Lavan leinis ba'er b'kosov. In the case of Lavan, it doesn't say emphatically what Lavan wanted to do. He says Yesh le'el yodi, I have the power to do harm, but that's all he says. And by that time, he already admits, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he dare not even speak incorrectly to Yaakov. She'en ha'da'as noisen she'yeh sayne lovin el Yaakov mibli siba klal. And it makes no sense that Lavan hates Yaakov so much after all. For what cause? For what reason? V'hayu habanim banav, v'habanois b'noisav. Now he quotes Lavan. Lavan said as much. Yes, they are his sons, his daughters, his grandchildren. He wouldn't want to harm them. V'yomer, the Baal HaGadah says, Ki Lavan bikesh la'akor es hakol. Lavan wanted to destroy Yisrael entirely. V'yoser amru alav v'masha amru al paroi. The point being that Paro, lehoya kavanose rak al hazacharim, right? That's what we say in the Haggadah. Kalaben hayiloid, bastechayun, v'zeh af al habanos. Lavan was much worse. He wanted to destroy all of us, including the banos, including the girls. Amar ro'u rabbeinu zechrenim levracha al kocha, lahagdil machshavas Lavan ulaniach es Esav shalay dibru mer. Why use Lavan as the great example of how much enmity and how threatening our enemies can be toward us? Esav was much worse, seemingly. Va'od she'amar parer l'rotza la'akor rak ha'zecharim bilvad. Is that true? V'hakosav emer amar oyev erdof asig achalik shelo t'mula'ein my nafshi arik charbi. I'm going to take my sword out. T'rishay mayodi. I'm going to cause them to lose life, all of them. V'rotza la'abidas hakol lo'yes ha'zecharim bilvad. So it seems very strange that Lavan is the great first and prime example of one who wished to destroy us entirely, but because Hashem promised Avraham Avinu, the Rizpein Abisarim, that we will be a great nation, Hisham Delavi Sein Volonu, and therefore here we are, Baruch Hashem. Lavan, how about Esav? So the Maharal answers, Da. We have to know, Ki b'mam razeh gilu dvarim harbim oid. Chachaminu are revealing something to us here that's very important and that's very deep. Ki yesh li Yisrael misnagdim loy kimoy shar misnagdim shaba'u bishvil siba. We have those who are opposed to us. We are anathema to them for no reason. Unlike your typical enemy who has a reason and explanation. Aval yesh lehem Yisrael sonim v'oivim mibli siba. We have enemies who hate us for no cause whatsoever. V'zeh davka b'Yisrael. This is only the case for us, for the Jewish people. She'eze umos tzayn ehem mebri she'osu lehem dov. Without us ever having done them any harm, they hate Am Yisrael. The Yavai isnagdus lehem. And they come to oppose us, and they are just not able to countenance our existence. I would think that we are still seeing this very much today. I mean, we look at Am Yisrael today, a people, a small nation, seemingly harmless, certainly not wishing to take anyone else's territory, not wishing to do any harm or to overpower any other nation. And the single most discussed people in the United Nations today, Israel. Of all of the nations of the world, large and small, the one that somehow garners the most attention, the most debate, and the most criticism, and ultimately the greatest number of resolutions that are against the country, Israel. Again, we're on page Reish Lamed Vav, on the left side of the page, toward the bottom. Ubebreishis Rabo, Beparshis Toldos, Shnei Goyin Bevitnech. So the Shin and the Nun, Chazal Oderish as a Sin and Nun, from the word Sina, Sin Ehem the Goyim, the Vitnech. The most hated nations are in your womb, Rivka. Hakol Sin Ehem Shel Yisrael, the Hakol Sin Ehem Shel Esav. The only reason they hate Esav is because Esav is also a descendant of Avraham. And not from Yishmael, but from Yitzchak. Those who had the greatest sense of animosity toward Israel with no cause, Lavan and Paro. So now he explains that that which was said about the Bnei Yisrael by Paro at the point where we already had fled Egypt. So he's pursuing us. That was not without cause. He saw us running away from Paro, and that we would no longer be his servants, his slaves. Lavan hated Yaakov for no cause. He only did good for Lavan's sake, which Lavan says, Nichashti, you know, I know from my sorcery and from my prognosticating that, yes, you've done a lot of good for me. He didn't have sons, Rashi tells us. That's why Rachel was Ba'al Imatzoin. He didn't have sons who would otherwise have been shepherding his sheep until Yaakov came and joined his family. And then he was blessed with sons. The few sheep that he had became large, large flocks, all because of Yaakov being with him. V'rodav achrav, and yet he's pursuing Yaakov. U'masha oma lovim habonim b'nai, v'abonois b'noisai. The fact that he says, these are my children, how can I harm them? That's after HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him at night b'chaloyim and said to him, don't you dare. Kasher hofach HaKadosh Baruch Hu machshavte b'chaloyim halayla. He told him not even to speak in any uncertain terms. Hashem said, in no uncertain terms, Hashem said to him, don't even speak something that could be upsetting to Yaakov, let alone cause him harm. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not said that to him, he would not have said to Yaakov, well, what can I do? These are my children. On the contrary, he hated Yaakov so much that he would have caused harm to Yaakov and Yaakov's wives and Yaakov's children, his own daughters and his grandchildren. He wanted to destroy Yaakov and the entire family, men and women, for no cause. In the case of Esav, there was cause. And that's the fact that Yaakov had in deception taken the brachos away from Esav. Yitzchak had blessed Yaakov instead. And that was something that was a real grudge Esav had against his brother. Aval elu shnayim, but Lavan and Paroi meblisi b'ho yozeh, ulefichach, zachar elu shnayim b'lvav v'lo yachir. So that leaves us with the fascinating question. Okay, we understand Lavan is the archenemy of Yaakov. But why? V'im tamar ma hoya hasiba shalavan hoya reitzel akor hakol. Why would he want to destroy Yaakov and all of Yaakov's children? Why there shall be no remnant of Yaakov in this world, according to Lavan? Why? Ha'svara nois and hefech zeh. Logically, you would think the very opposite. Shehiya oyhavoy, shehoya chosman. It's his son-in-law, the husband of his children. Think about this deeply. You'll recognize something very important and very deep. We have to appreciate the evolution, the process that brings out the holiness that is Yaakov, and the great height of the holiness that he attains. On the opposite end, the process that brings out, and what is exactly this Lavan? For which reason Lavan wanted to undo and erase the presence of Yaakov in this world. This is without cause. While Yaakov was with him, when they were, so to speak, living as a family, and there was this family relationship actively, where he is the son-in-law in the presence of his father-in-law. That covered, that so to speak, obfuscated all of the hate. So that temporarily, temporarily, while they lived together, there was this natural understanding, well, this is my family, I will treat them with seemingly civil, if not even loving, sense of being my family. But really, intrinsically, he is opposite to Yaakov. They are opposites to the extreme. This is a great and important idea. There are tremendous rayas to be brought. Klal hadavar, Rabbi Seinu zechrenim levracha b'chachmasim yodu inyan lavan harami. They understood lavan harami is absolutely anathema to Yaakov, and vice versa. Ubamat shahaya davak, b'shahaya hefach el Yaakov. That which was Lavan's entire life, his ramos, his dishonesty, his superstition, the fact that he said nichashti, the idea of him being a prognosticator, all of this is the virtual opposite of Yaakov. Ish tam yoshev ayholim. So they are opposites of each other. Yaakov's all about trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov is all about following the path as HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us the path. Lavan is all about trying to know through some sorcery what's best, and how to make the greatest gains in life. Not to follow a path shown by a Torah. Not to follow a path followed by those who are showing fealty and who have a commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lavan is, so to speak, out there saying, what is it that I can find out so that I can be in the know, so that I can make the decisions and gain the most, without having to trust in anyone or anything else, without being a tamim, without trusting in a creator, without trusting in Hashem. That's why they are virtual opposites one of the other. They are completely contra-opposite, mutually exclusive, these two. Therefore, everything that Yaakov stands for, Lavan wished to destroy. V'zehu shedarshu zechreinam levracha arami oived avi. So what he's saying is that the absolute important, and probably the single most important of Yaakov, which is his tmimus, his complete reliance and dependence upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that we see in the very beginning of the parsha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzav Alav, and Yaakov Avinu responds and says, he is completely dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is completely subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and believes whatever will happen to him, it's going to be up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to decide what it will be. This is exactly the virtual opposite of Lavan, where Lavan says, not that he doesn't believe that there is a master of the universe, but he says that I'm not going to believe and I'm not going to submit to that which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu will or will not do. This is this unbelievable contra-opposition of Lavan and Yaakov. And so the Ramos, the dishonesty of Lavan, the fact that he lacks this sense of trust, not only that you can't trust him, but he trusts not in Hashem. This complete, very opposite of the Tmimus of Yaakov, that's why Arami Oved Avi. Now, in the next piece, or actually it's the same piece, he continues and quotes the Sifrei in Parshas Kisavoy, where Chazal tell us that you could read Arami Oved Avi to mean that our father Yaakov stood in opposition to Lavan. Arami Oved Avi, my father Yaakov would have destroyed Aram, meaning the Tumimus of Yaakov, and the goodness and honesty and the trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Yaakov is anathema to Lavan. If that wins out in this world, Lavan ceases to exist. So Arami Oved Avi is an expression of how Lavan would undo the existence of Yaakov. If Yaakov is to win supreme and to win supremacy, that will undo the existence of Lavan. They are virtual opposites. They are completely contra-opposed. And that's because of the fact that Yaakov represents a nation that will be born in trust, a nation that will be born in faith, in fealty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for his time, his children's time, and for all time. And Lavan represents the efforts to do without a trust in Hashem, the efforts to make believe we can make our own decisions, or that there will be other causes and other factors outside of the will of God that will cause what will happen to us, that will decide our fate, that will mean our success or our failure. So he says, I recognize, nichashti, I with my sorcery have determined that you've been good for me, he says to Yaakov. Not that there's a benefit to trusting in Hashem. Not that Hashem has brought good to us thanks to you being here. There is no engagement of Lavan with the master of the universe. There's only denial of the effect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have on Lavan's life. Whereas in the case of Yaakov, in his Tmimus, it's the opposite. It's complete dependence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a complete reliance in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is why it's Lavan Bikesh Lakares Hakol. So it's not even something that Lavan even thinks about. He doesn't have to consider what reasons he has for his enmity, for why he despises Yaakov so. The very essence of what Lavan stands for and how Lavan lives his life runs opposite to everything that Yaakov stands for and everything by which Yaakov lives. Yaakov lives and breathes this faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of which Lavan says is not how I live, not by which I live. So, therefore, there is no cause of Yaakov harming Lavan. There's no insult, so to speak, where Yaakov causes damage or hurts Lavan or Lavan's interests. It's rather that the entire manner in which Yaakov lives, the context in which Yaakov's life is lived as an Eved Hashem, and as one who understands that the world and his life are all in Hashem's hands, this all is completely opposed by Lavan and the way Lavan lives. And that's the meaning of Bikesh Lakar Es Hakol. And therefore, Lavan, when he has this man living in his home as his son-in-law, yes, so he's able to abide it for the time being, because after all, they're living in the same household. They are a family and living as a family together. But once they separate, once Yaakov flees and they are no longer actively manifesting life as a family, the natural sense of enmity that Lavan feels toward Yaakov, it all comes to the fore. It all comes to expression. And so he says, I will destroy Yaakov. I will do Yaakov in. I will end Yaakov's life, including his wives and his children. I'll destroy them all. And the reason that he so opposes Yaakov is because of this, Yaakov being the Ishtam Yoshev Eholim, and Lavan, the Arami, whose own trickery and whose own deception versus the trust and goodness of Yaakov is Lavan's way of life. So look, therefore, at this first great enemy of Israel, whose enmity was without cause, not because we have taken something away, not even the brachos that Yaakov took away from Esav. It's with no cause whatsoever, but rather it's the essence, it's the etzem of what Lavan is that's so different from and so opposite to what Yaakov is be'etzem. And that's what we are saying on Pesach night, that there are those who will have such an inability to abide the presence of the trusting, faithful Jews in this world, that it's because of our complete relationship and complete dependence upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu only that they find it so difficult to watch us, to see us, to bear our presence in the world. That's what we are saying when we are quoting this particular enmity with Lavan, because it's that first prime example of those who cannot bear the nation of Israel, but not because of anything we've ever done, but just because of what we are, because of the very essence of the faithful people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are. And that's what Lavan represents. It represents that inability of some to countenance the people of God in this world. And that's why we mention Tzei Lamad, begin from the beginning of time, from our father Yaakov, Ma'abikesh Lavan Ha'arami La'asos, Yaakov Avinu.